Okay, so for this video, I really wanted to make this video because I got pretty excited about thinking about it. So I was on my Facebook Prague expats page, right? Where expats, foreigners come to Prague and they get in these groups in Facebook to ask questions, learn about the legal stuff, whatever, questions about anything, where to get food, anything. So this one guy, he writes, I'm not gonna say his name. He says, "Anyone selling original perfumes at a better price? I'm a perfume lover and can't afford to buy four or five at a time in the store, so looking for distributor prices. Thank you." So that pretty much means he's looking for perfume at a well, okay, over here in Europe, or pretty much I think outside the US, they call cologne perfume. Because in the US, if you say perfume, you'd think for, a fragrance for a woman, right? But over here, they just call it all perfume. So he's looking for cologne. Okay, but let's just call it cologne just to make it simpler, right? So he's looking for four or five to buy, at a discount. And some people even laughed at me about it, right? And my honest response was, I said, I'd seriously recommend just working with one good perfume and struggle to build up. Getting cheaper perfume is just not worth it. It may be a lot weaker or just old and smell bad quickly. This is an area like soap where you don't want to find a cheaper alternative. Also, if you get one good perfume, it stays in your clothes. When my girlfriend does laundry, she always says she can still smell my perfume in my clothes. Of course, I don't smell anymore because I'm used to it, right? So, and I got to thinking, there are you there are three there's about three there's three core areas where I think a lot of guys overlook or try to get the better deal. And these are areas where, in my opinion, it's just not worth it to it's just not worth it to cheap out on. Okay. Now I'm not saying you have to go out and get like the most expensive fucking, $15,000 bottle of cologne, some shit like that. Like I say, for a good bottle of cologne or perfume, you'd be good. I mean, I'd say between $50 to $80, you'd be with a good solid. But that's also, talking to my American audience, because some of y'all in countries where the average wage just won't allow for that. Which I totally get that shit too, man. I'm not, and trust me, I'm not looking down on you for that or anything. It's just the reality of how the world works. But when it comes, and I'm going to explain all the areas of this. So like, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. If you can afford more, blah, blah, or what, I'm going to try to touch on every topic, on every, socioeconomical, area. So what I say is, when it comes to like, to the basic things on how the world's going to judge you, one, and then two, if you just like it or not, there's three areas that I think that are just, are the three most important parts to not cheap out on if you can afford it. And if you can't afford it, if I remember, I'm going to try to touch into that. So if you can't afford it, in any capacity, the three areas that I would say is, don't cheap out on cologne, don't cheap out on laundry detergent, and don't cheap out on quality of shoes, right? So we're gonna start with perfume, right? Or cologne. I'm, this European shit. Okay, so with the cologne, perfume, don't you like I honestly would not touch drugstore cologne. I would not touch, we over here it's called DM, but let's say like Walmart cologne, Target cologne. I wouldn't touch that shit. For many reasons. One, it may just not last that long, or two, it might, it may expire soon. And when cologne expires, it does expire. And then when it expires, it just smells, it'll like start to turn, the smell go. It doesn't go away, but it'll just start to smell bad. And also, there's always these vendors that sell cologne. Like, I wouldn't trust any of that shit. These little, whenever motherfuckers are selling you something at a discount like that, like there's a reason. There's a reason why it's being sold at a discount, unless it's like a change of season, unless it's like a legitimate, valid, reason. Like, it's a change of season. So like that, for example, like that Versace cologne, that's I think that's more of a summer cologne. So when it comes time for winter, that might go on sale because the smell is more built for like that summer. It's more like kind of like that thin fragrance type of thing. So like, unless it's like a valid reason like that, I wouldn't fuck with cologne that went on sale, because there's usually a reason why, and it's usually not worth the benefit versus cost in that shit, right? I would say it's not, because like if for everything that go wrong, you'd be better off just spending an extra $10-$20 and just getting the legit shit. 10, 20, 30. I say even spend an extra 30, because it's just not, for everything that can go wrong with cologne. Because when it comes to smell is a very important part of how smell is a very important part of how the world's going to see you, type of shit. Like if you're known to smell bad, motherfuckers always going to be a little off put, which is also going to touch into the second part, the laundry, right? Laundry detergent. Now, some people argue that, you know, oh, it's the hard water, blah, 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 blah. Like, no, dude, you have to just get a good quality soap would just fix all that shit. Yeah, I mean, yeah, hard water, the quality of water might have something to do with it. But overall, like, you would just be completely better off just spending that the few extra bucks and just get the Tide soap. I mean, you don't really have to get the Tide pods, because I think that's a ripoff, honestly. But just get the Tide, just a liquid detergent in a bottle of Tide, or over here in Czech Republic, they use Ariel. Ariel is like their, you know, the top laundry detergent brand over here. Just get the top laundry detergent, because again, that smell is what is a very important part of how you're going to be perceived in the world, right? Now, if you don't give a fuck, don't give a fuck. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. But if you're in a position where you know, where that has some influence, some, you know, impact on how the world's going to see you, or maybe you just want to up your game with it, don't skimp on the laundry detergent or perfume. And then the third is going to be shoes. But first, we're going to touch on it too, because that kind of ties in with smell, right? So the reason why I say get the best laundry detergent, just splurge on that, right, is because, see, now this is a hard part for a lot of people to understand, is that when you wear the same clothes, they gonna eventually start smelling, all right, just because you wearing them. And the thing is, you can't smell it because you're wearing it all the time, right? You won't. And this is why a lot of people, they'll just say, okay, I just buy a new wardrobe every 2 years, especially when, you know, when it's something like t-shirts. Well, I'm talking more along the lines of t-shirts, you know, clothes that come directly in contact with your arm, with your underarms, or if you're like wearing in the summertime and you're sweating them. This is why a lot of people just throw out their clothes every 2 years, which there's a, you know, especially clothes that are like close on you when you're sweating, because you're going to smell in it. But the thing is, you're not going to be able to smell it. So you'll go out in the world thinking like, oh, well, you know, I did the laundry, I'm clean, but you still really smell for real, but you don't know it. And the thing is, when you start to smell, nobody wants to tell somebody that they smell, all right? I did that to one bitch one time. She got mad at me. She goes, you don't tell people they stink. Like, but I told her she smelled. But most people don't feel comfortable, you know, actually telling you that you smell. So, and it's one of them things, like, you got to find out on your own type of shit, right? So, but this is, again, like, this is why I say get a good, and even with a good quality detergent, you know, over time, like, it's just going to happen. Like, your clothes are just going to smell. Like, you have to throw out, like, t-shirts, underwear. You have to throw them joints out, you know, I say 2 to 3 years. You just got to throw them out and get new pairs, all right? Because I'm at the end of my life cycle with these. I got these t-shirts here now. And when my girl irons my, when she ironed my shirt, she told me, yeah, like, when I'm ironing them, I can smell it. But, you know, you can't smell it when it's not ironed. So, actually, I got to go buy some t-shirts. I'm going to do that today so I don't forget. But, yeah. Laundry detergent, cologne. Those two dictate at the core of how you're going to smell, right? And again, I wouldn't touch these little, you know, underground vendors. I got 40% off cologne and all that shit. There's a reason why, dude. And trust me, usually it's just not going to be worth it in the end, all right? And now, I'll touch on the other topic of it. Let's say if you can't afford this, you know, if you can't afford, you know, the Versace or Armani colognes, which are not, okay, they're not like as expensive as I think most people would think they are, but let's say you can't afford it, right? Just like the, like, homie on the homeboy I seen on Facebook, he can't afford it. What I would say is at that point, if you can afford to just buy one good cologne and just work with that one good cologne, all right, that way you know what you got. You know what it is, and you good. You start to buy 4 and 5 cheaper colognes. Well, these two starting to go bad, and, you know, and all this. So now you got to juggle. It's just causing more work in the long run. Now, let's see, if you can't afford cologne, right? At that point, don't underestimate the power of just taking a shower every day and putting on, you know, clean smelling deodorant. Don't underestimate the power of that shit. That, like, that in itself is great. Now, cologne will always help, but again, don't underestimate the power of just a, you know, a good quality deodorant, you know, a good quality deodorant and a bath. Right. Don't underestimate the power of that. Like, again, I wouldn't skip out on deodorants either. Deodorant, that's another area where, you know, that's really some do or die type of shit. Like, either it's going to work or it's going to be, you're going to be walking around with sweat stains in your underarms, and the underarms going to be turning brown and all that shit. Like, don't skimp out. Like, deodorant, cologne, laundry detergent, those are areas that's going to dictate how you going to smell and, you know, and all that shit like that. On top of, you know, changing out your clothes every 2 or 3 years type of thing. T-shirts. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you just at home chilling, do whatever the fuck you do. But if you're, if this is more focused on the guys who are maybe like working in, you know, in the world, or they, you know, where their appearance or whatever that has an impact on them, this video is more geared, you know, for these guys, right? So the third part is going to be the shoes, right? Now, the shoes is one of those things where you got to have the eye for it, all right? You got to have an eye for what shoes are going to be good quality, what shoes going to, you got to have an eye and have to know how they feel. And it's hard to explain it through words or over the internet type of thing, but you have to have an eye for it. You can go out, let's say in the US, you can go to Nordstrom Rack. You go to Nordstrom Rack and find you some Alex Edmonds. That's a reputable name brand. Alex Edmonds, you can find some Alex Edmonds for $90, and them shoes will last you 10 years. And look, and if you take care of them, they look just as good as they look after the first month of you wearing them, right? If you take care of them. But also, you could find some old brand name you ain't never heard of. And if you got a good eye for it and you take care of them, they'll last you, you know, years and years and years and years. But here's the thing. When you wear a, see, okay, here's the thing. In my older videos, I used to talk about suits and shit, right? So when it comes to suits, you can go to H&M and buy, you know, a suit for under $100. And if you get it tailored properly, it'll look like if you get it tailored properly, and if everything else is pumping in the right direction, they will look at you and think that you was wearing a $3,000, $4,000 suit. All right. Easily. I say easily at that point. You can go to H&M, especially Zara. You can go to Zara, especially Zara shit looks nice. I got this from Zara, actually. This is like this is sleeping thing. This like jogging suit sleeping bed thing for like $60. Zara shit looks good. But it's going to be cheaper shit because it's Zara. They're not going to sell, you know, 100%, you know, decent quality wool and shit out of Zara. But the point I'm trying to make is this. If you don't got the money, man, you can get nice clothes. But the thing with clothes is they have to fit well. But usually the part that makes and breaks a guy to tell, like, okay, is you know, does he care about how he dresses, or does he not care about how he dresses in the world, right? Whether it's for a job interview or whether it's for a job or whether it's for because you're trying to date this bitch, whatever the fuck, they're going to look at you. Jobs are like women. They're extremely shallow. When they're looking for a person or they want to like somebody, they're extremely shallow. Everything they claim men are, they do it times a thousand. Women and jobs, they're the same thing. So the area where it's going to make or break you as a man is the quality, the physical structure and the quality of the shoe, right? So if it's dress shoes, I would always prefer like the bottom part of the shoe, like the part of the shoe that touched the ground, make sure that shit doesn't look like complete rubber on a dress shoe. Like it has to look like it's like made of wood or some shit like that. As long as it doesn't look like cheap rubber. Like you but on top of that, you gotta get the, you know, actual leather shoes and all that. But that could be a video for another time. I might make another channel about going into the quality of shit of clothes. I might make another channel about that where I just dive into the quality of shoes and like dress coats and dress pants and shit like that, of what you want versus what you don't want, regardless of the price. Now, at some point, a certain price is just gonna get you a certain quality of shit, but you can, you know, find ways around a deep, you know, if you know what you're looking for. So but anyway, back to the shoes, if your shoes look cheap, which that goes into you have to have an eye for it. If the shoes look cheap, or some shoes they may not look cheap at first, but after a while they're gonna start leaning in type of thing, where that's another thing, you're not gonna be able to see it a lot. Other people will be able to see it. because they're going to be the cheap shits. Like, if your shoes look cheap, you have to have an eye for it. And also, you have to admit when you don't know what you're looking at. Because I know some guys, they think that they got some nice looking expensive shoes and they look cheap as hell. All right. They look cheap as fuck. All right. And they're like, well, I found them for $30. Like, yeah, they look like they should have cost about 10. All right. Because you didn't have an eye for it. They're like that. You had that, like, for a lot of guys, you have to accept when you don't know something, or maybe you need to ask questions, or just get like a reassurance. Hey, my advice, motherfuckers be making fun of gay dudes, but I said, look, ask a gay dude. At that gay motherfucker who's into Prada and Versace, ask him what them shoes look like, and he'll tell you. All right. and if you're lucky, you got a family member who's one of them. Like I had the uncle who was like that. He was one of them gay dudes who was open. He'll make fun of you. So ask him what this shit looks like, and he'll tell you. You know what I'm saying? He'll give you an honest opinion about it. That's what I'd say. That's the cure all. But you know, in this department. But the shoes. So for example, if your shoes look cheap, but you looking like you in a $3,000 suit, that is the equivalent of a fat bitch in a $10,000 dress, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's wearing a $10,000 dress, but she's a fat bitch. You know what I'm saying? For a man, his shoes are pretty much like the same shit, you know, especially after the confidence. Well, even with the confidence, if his shoes look cheap, it's like, oh, I mean, okay, a man's confidence can just beat everything. But a person has to get to know you first. And if they don't know you, they're going to judge you immediately. And if, like I said, if you walking around in a $3,000 suit and some Payless shoes, like it fucks up the whole image, right? The whole image is fucked up. We're on a flip side. If you had some expensive shoes, but you walking around in some old, you know, in some Walmart jeans that you had tailored to fit your body and a Walmart t-shirt, I'm like, oh yeah, that must be a, you know, a higher quality motherfucker. And cause they don't know that because the shoes automatically led them to believe that them Walmart jeans and them Walmart and that Walmart t-shirt is, you know, it, that must be some expensive shit now, cause the shoes are already on point. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's the, so like, and to make that, to make that, you know, to convert that to like woman, it would be like, what's a female celebrity? I don't even know any female celebrities. Let's just say like Beyonce in her prime. It would be like Beyonce in her prime wearing some old, some H&M, you know, booty shorts and an H&M t-shirt and some H&M heels, but her body is Beyonce in her prime. It's like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? That's a sexy ass bitch and some cheap ass shit. I want to take her in. I want to take care of her. I want to put babies in her. I want all that. But on the flip side, if you put Monique when she was fat, if you put Monique in a $10,000 dress, well, it's a fat bitch in a $10,000 dress. You really, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's cool, but the whole image is fucked up. You know, it's not hidden right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's the core of it. So in my opinion, those are the three key areas where I think a lot of guys fuck up. A lot of either they fuck up for one reason or another. Either they fuck up one because they don't care about it, which, I mean, that's cool. If you don't care about it, then don't care about it. That's cool. But in the world, had that world perception, because a lot of like, okay, the world's going to perceive you because the world is just a shallow piece of shit, right? That's just the reality of the world. They're going to judge you based off your appearance and bring your appearance, your physical appearances, which I think smell fits into that. You know, once they have to meet you, right? And those are, in my opinion, the three core areas: cologne, laundry detergent, and shoes. If you can keep those up, then, like I said, if you keep those up, you can, after that, you can go buy a fake Rolex and you can go buy, you know, a cheap like a $70 H&M suit, get it tailored to fit your body. You know, go find you a tailor. And again, oh, I want to touch on tailors. You can find, like, everything I have tailored, I have never spent any more than $20 for, like, the entire suit to get tailored, all right? That whole thing of tailors charging $70, $80, $100, $200, that's because they know a fool out there will pay it, man. That's because they know a fool will pay it. You go find the Vietnamese girl down the street or Ukrainian. Well, here in Europe, find you that Ukrainian woman with her little shop in the mall or something. She'll hook you up all that for fucking $20, man, and have it tailored better than them luxury motherfuckers would do it for real. And in better time and return it for real. But yeah, if you get the good quality shoes, you walk in that room with some good quality shoes and if it's a good quality cologne, but if you can't afford the good quality cologne, if you walk in that room with good quality shoes and you took a bath and you got good quality deodorant, not this old like statement, like, you know what I'm talking about when I say good quality deodorant. All right. You already know what I'm talking about. All that whole fighting, you know, because a lot of dudes out there is going to try to fight the system with that shit. And they think they fight the system, but they really not. All right. But motherfuckers know what you're doing. All right. You ain't fighting the system. You ain't beating the system. And some motherfuckers probably get mad at me for saying that. I know. But look, you're not beating. Motherfuckers know what you're doing, man. Like, you're not beating the system. All right. Get you a good, like, if you can't afford good deodorant, I mean, I'm sorry, if you can't afford good quality perfume, which I'm not making fun of, if you can't afford it, hey, that's life, man. Like, who knows? Next month, I may fuck up and I can't afford, you know, good quality deodorant or anything. You know, that's life. So I'm not judging you for that shit. You know, if you don't got, you know, the money, whatever the fuck, I'm so not, because life doesn't care. Nobody is immune to poverty. No human is immune to poverty, all right? So I'm not making fun of that shit at all. But what I'm trying to say is this. If you can't afford a good quality cologne, then get the best quality deodorant you can get and a shower and try to get the best quality shoes you can get. And after that, like I said, after that, you can get your clothes tailored to fit you. If you don't like tailored clothes, you want your clothes baggy, whatever the fuck. After that, you can work with all that and you good. But again, the three areas, perfume, deodorant, and quality of shoes. After that, you can rig up, you can rig everything else up to, you know, to be decent, all right? You can, you know, if you don't got the money, you can rig everything else up to make it over, all right? To where that sexy bitch in the high heels and a tight dress wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? She, like she wouldn't mind being taking a picture with you after that type of thing. Like, guys really under, okay, and in my opinion, I think the smell is probably the one area where a lot of guys underestimate a lot more. They underestimate the power of smell type of shit. But you can't go overboard with smell. Like, if you spray on too much cologne. But I say, you probably be better. Okay, now when it comes to spraying on too much cologne, usually the problem with that is guys spray on too much cheap cologne. Now, here's the difference. And this is another reason why I say don't fuck with that DM shit. Or don't trip with that drugstore cologne shit. Because that's going to be the cheaper cologne. And like Axe. I wouldn't fuck with Axe, man. Everybody knows you wearing. Let me tell you, if you wear Axe, everybody knows you wearing Axe. All right, all right. Every woman who came across you, they knew you. Now, some women may like Axe. You know, some people may like, but everybody knows you wearing Axe. All right, ain't no secret because they then blend in to make it smell like cool winter breeze. Everybody knows you wearing Axe because Axe hits that certain little. It's hard to explain, but it hits that certain little fucking part of your nose that you know. Better colognes don't do that, all right? Everybody knows when you're wearing cheap cologne. You're not tricking anybody, all right? Because I've tried it before. You're not tricking anybody. There's a certain ingredient in cheap cologne, and that's why it's cheap cologne. You're not tricking it. But motherfuckers know, all right? You're not tricking anybody. You can wrap it up in a Gucci bottle, whatever the fuck. Motherfuckers know it's cheap cologne, all right? You're not tricky. Motherfuckers are not tricked. But like I said, when it comes to smell, people don't feel comfortable just walking up and calling you out on this shit, all right? If you just smell bad, like be from body odor or cheap cologne, motherfuckers don't feel comfortable. I would do it. I remember one time, this is a side rant. I remember I farted right in the bitch face in the grocery store, right? And my girl seen it. Because I tell y'all how I dig it. We still laugh about it. We was in Tesco. It's like Europe's version of Walmart, but it's better quality though. And not just to say Europe's better, but it is genuinely better quality. And I was bending down to pick up some juice and I went with my mouth. I went, and then the girl was just like, this cute girl, she was behind me and she thought I was playing. And then I bent over and she bent over right at the time and I farted right in her face. And then it was one of them immediate hits. Like, well, as soon as I farted, she smelled it. And I looked back and she went and got up and like ran away. And my girl seen it. We still laugh about that to this day. We still laugh about that because that was funny. But yeah, but people don't want to, like, if somebody smells, a lot of people ain't going to go up to them and tell them that they smell. You know, it's just that. It's just one of them things. You know what I'm saying? But again, the three things, perfume, cologne, and good quality shoes. and a good quality, you have to figure out like what shoes like look good on you with the shape. And again, like I said, man, if you know a gay dude, man, if you know a gay, like I would say, because I grew up with my uncle was gay, man. So I talked a lot with him. You like that would be the best scenario. If you know a gay dude that you cool with, ask that motherfucker what looks good. All right. Ask him. And tell him what kind of look you looking for. And he gonna tell you. Yeah, because I think I went on about that in a live stream. My gay uncle, because I was smelling, he came in and sprayed me with some Cartier cologne. He sprayed me with the cologne. But because he didn't tell me, that was his way of telling me I smelled. I think I told you about this. I went home and I smelled all the clothes in my closet, and all the clothes smelled like body odor, and I couldn't smell it until I smelled the cologne. I went home and smelled my clothes. I was like, yo, I threw out all those clothes because they all smelled. All of them smell. Now, when it comes to pants are more flexible. Pants, you really don't, I mean, unless you just sweat a lot in your pants, pants are much more flexible, but like shirts, underwear and shirts, you got to throw those out, you know, underwear, things that are closer to your body, because pants are always kind of through this, you know, this outside layer. So pants are much more flexible, but underwear and t-shirts, you got to throw those out. Because I'm going to go buy some t-shirts today, actually, now I'm thinking about it. But yeah, and when it comes to cologne, like, spray it in the air and just walk through it type of thing. Or I spray I'm getting like personal with y'all, but like I spray the cologne on my underwear between the pants and the underwear type of thing. I don't spray it on my fucking dick. I bet that should probably like dry your dick, because it's like just alcohol. This type of cologne is made of alcohol, so it probably dry you the fuck out and fuck you up. But I spray it on my underwear. And then I spray in air and just walk through it. And it'll get to a point where you can't smell it because you wear it all the time. So you got to remember, only spray it once all the time. Like, because you're going to want to start wanting to smell it. So you're going to spray it 3 and 4 times, and you're going to overdo it. And you know what I'm saying? And if it's cheap cologne, that is just awful. Expensive cologne isn't like the worst to overspray, because it doesn't have that ingredient that fucks up. And it's like, it kind of makes you want to, because that cheap cologne makes you want to cough. It's something in it that fucks with your nose. The more expensive ones, to like, you know, the higher, you can really overdo that, and it's not a big, I mean, it's just going to smell a lot like, you know, Armani or some shit, which I wouldn't even say Armani's like high quality. Armani's like good. It's good quality. I got Armani, Hugo Boss, and Versace. And those are good. Like that. Those are like, you know, those are be good, passable. Those are good colognes. You know, they last, and, you know, they smell decent. But anyway, that's the video, man. If anybody has any questions, definitely hit me up, man. Let me know. Because I know I'm fucking rambling shit. But I hope I touched on it. And like I said, with a different, you know, guys in different financial areas. If you can't afford it, man, don't underestimate the power of just having a good bath and good quality deodorant. If you got those two, a good bath, just take a shower every day with decent quality soap and good quality deodorant. All right. You don't have to have perfume, cologne, whatever the fuck. All right. And like I said, the shoes are usually what's going to make the rest of the shit work. If the shoes are off, it doesn't matter what expensive shirt you got on. If they look cheap, it's not going to matter what shirt, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. It's like a fat bitch in a Louis Vuitton dress. She's still a fat bitch, just wearing a Louis Vuitton dress. It's the same with a man's shoes. If he's wearing cheap, well, he still got on cheap shoes. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so like the rest of it's just not going to work out. You know what I'm saying? It's the whole package isn't being sold to its highest potential. But yeah, I'm out of here, man. Y'all have a good day. Bye.